Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
The Inflation Reduction Act, which Congress passed in 2022, represents the biggest boost of federal funding for climate action in United States history. It earmarked $369 billion to tackle climate change and bring the country closer to the goal of cutting pollution in half by 2030. That tide is expected to turn when Donald Trump returns to the Oval Office. The president-elect nominated a fracking company executive and outspoken climate change skeptic to serve as energy secretary. In the meantime, folks around the country are working hard to put IRA dollars to work now, including Kevin Kane. He leads Milwaukee-based Green Homeowners United. It's among the accredited contractors working with families to use IRA rebates to make their homes more energy efficient. WUWM's Susan Benz met Kane at a home in Wauwatosa, where he and his team were finishing a project.
We are spending a lot of time with low-income residents, which is wonderful because in addition to them getting more rebate dollars, they also tend to be the homes that have the most to gain, because they've deferred so much of this.
What is the range of potential for the average home, for what they can plug into in terms of being compensated through IRA, and what can they do for the health of their home and their family?
More moderate income individuals are going to be able to be eligible for more rebate that immediately offsets the cost, anywhere from $5,000 for a 20% energy reduction to more than $10,000 in some cases for a 35% reduction. And I have to commend people like Focus on Energy and Milwaukee's Eco Office for actually trying to help people sign up and in some cases chip in additional rebates. For those that are higher income, you might get less rebate, but you can also get federal tax credits after rebates are included, like $1,200 in a federal tax credit for insulation or $2,000 for a heat pump in some cases. And so the sort of mixing and matching of different incentives is going to make it really more approachable for so many people. And so like this gentleman here in Wauwatosa, kind of a lower income individual, but you know, beautiful home and the chance to save a lot of energy. What we just do want to stress to people is it's not maybe always the energy saving things you think it is. It's usually not the windows. It's usually not the refrigerator. It's going to be in things that I think deep down we all know works: sealing air leaks, insulating the home, sometimes replacing heating systems.
A small nuance is the window side, because that can be a real energy leaker, can't it?
Not as much as I think the window salespeople want us to think. When you kind of think about it a little bit, it makes a bit of sense. Warm air tends to rise. It tends to leave out of the highest point, makes the attic probably the most important piece. And if you feel air leaking in through the windows, that means it's leaking out somewhere else. And so it's usually far more cost effective to go into the attic and move the insulation and seal the various air leaks. So it's not to say the windows don't matter. It's just they're much more expensive for the benefit they have. But yes, I have yet to see a single house where replacing every window would save even 20% energy. Not once.
So would this house be a candidate for a heat pump?
It could very well be. Especially the more insulated and sealed a house is, the more a heat pump is going to make sense. In Wisconsin, you still need a backup heating system, but the more sealed and insulated it is, the less energy it's going to use. Like a day like today, it's cool.
Yeah,
a heat pump could be great. No, it's fine. A heat pump could be great for heating it too, but you drop down to, let's say, 30 degrees, it's going to use a bit more energy than it might use today. That way, the more insulated and sealed it is, the better. So we have this other incentive coming later for heat pumps. And so we'll tell people, hey, use the rebate that's available today called the Homes Rebate. Let's seal and insulate the house. We'll come back later and help them with the heat pump rebate when that's live in a month or two.
So that's also falls under the IRA, though?
Mm-hmm. If you're eligible for one, you're eligible for both.
Okay. So can we go anywhere and see what's going on?
Okay. You can come on down. So what you're seeing here is one of the kind of two parts of the project that we're going to frequently do. I think most people, when they think about insulation, they think about their walls, they think about their attic. What we're trying to let people think about is their basement is actually the biggest uninsulated space left in most homes. All newly built homes in Wisconsin are required to have insulation in their basement, but older homes tended not to. And so a house like this, you know, we're putting in a type of rigid insulation board that is fire safe and a vapor barrier, not the whole way, but just the upper half, the coldest part of the wall, the part that sticks out above ground and is a few feet below ground where the ground sort of freezes outside. But we like to say this is half the material, half the labor, more than half the savings. So as far as the most bang for the buck, what we're finding is insulating the basement, sealing air leaks, where, you know, see the foam here, sure, that's kind of blocking air leaks.
Yeah.
And then going in the attic, sealing air leaks and blowing in more insulation often is how you get to 20% savings before even talking about heat pumps. So they're finishing up here. Again, this is a special fire rated board. This wasn't really on the market. You can't get these at Home Depot for the most part or big box stores. But you could drywall it, you could paint it, you don't have to. We think it's super important for older homes because, again, you sometimes get a little moisture at the base.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean we should give up on those homes and right, not insulate them. We're losing all this heat.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, my basement's cold. Well, yeah, this is exactly why your basement's cold.
Sure.
But you're kicking up all this extra heat from your furnaces and boilers in the basement. Some of it rises, but some of it leaks out unless you insulate and seal.
Yeah.
So I would say we spend most of our time in basements right now.
And then upstairs, remind me what's going on then.
They are, right now they're running this blower door device, which measures how leaky the house was before and after.
Got
and so it's going
it
to depressurize the house, pull all the air out of it. When it's running, you can put your hand up and you can feel, oh my gosh, I can feel the air coming through.
Okay.
What we're not trying to make the house airtight. What
yes,
we're trying to do is reduce it by a measurable amount to say, hey, this house is 25% less leaky than it was before.
Yeah.
Because we want to help make sure that, you know, air drafts don't cause you to, oh, you can hear it turning on.
Yeah. So what, how many operations, and I'm sure they vary, are there like yours in the state, do you think, that can work with homeowners and do this kind of, I mean, I have the impression that you're like IRA advisor on steroids.
We have been advocating for making sure this program works for people in the 2 years since it's passed. And, you know, right after the law passed, I read the thing upside and downside as far as what impact it had on homes. And we've played the role of advocate for consumers, advisor to public policy experts, working with workforce agencies to try to figure out what is to be expected as this really rolls out. And while I'd like to think there's not quite operations quite like ours, there are plenty of energy assessors and insulation and heating firms all over the state of Wisconsin, and more are being added to this list of IRA registered contractors.
You report back to the government or the homeowner does, or both?
Both. So for lower income individuals, we are required to reduce the price of the project immediately so the homeowner doesn't have to front the money somehow and then be reimbursed sometime down the line. We are working with the state to make sure we have photos of the work that we have done, that we have done the necessary safety and diagnostic tests, and that what we said was going to happen matches it. We have to write this big report energy assessment model that compares against historical energy bills so we don't overpromise the benefit. And then we send it all back to the state and say, this is the impact that was expected for this home. We just have to model a 20% savings. If in some cases, we'll go above and beyond that, though.
How much of the IRA money goes to these kinds of projects? You know, what percent?
Sure. So about $74 million was dedicated to this homes rebate program that is going to really go to projects like this. It can sometimes go to other improvements like windows and furnaces, but for the most part, it's not just going to be that. It's usually got to be kind of a holistic, large-scale impact on the overall house, such as insulating it top to bottom. The other program is the HEAR, H-E-A-R, rebate for heat pumps and electrification.
Okay.
That is another $74 million that is not yet hitting the ground. The part that we don't know, Wisconsin did not get all that money at the same time. And so we are waiting to hear how much of it is coming to the state and how much of it is still yet to arrive, and if anything might change under the new administration.
Well, that's just the question. So could it be that that second installment for the heat pumps, etc., could go away?
Anything's possible. The amount of money that is dedicated to these incentives from the IRA is baked into the law itself, the dollar amounts. And so on some level, kind of like when the Trump administration tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act, they couldn't just unilaterally stop it. Instead, they ended up making changes to it that made it maybe easier or harder, depending on who you are, to use. We expect that may be similar if they're so inclined to want to change it. But Wisconsin's got a large chunk of the money. They can still apply for more of the money. And we want to make sure that it's being used as quickly as possible because that just shows there's so much good that can be done to cut energy savings. This isn't too out there. Everyone agrees insulating makes sense.
Your own operation, you're going at full capacity. You're doing as much as you can in working with homeowners.
Mm-hmm.
How many projects have you done and are you juggling now?
As of right now, the state has formally approved only about 10 of the projects we've submitted over to them yet. And so the delay is more that we're waiting for our homes that we've submitted to be approved. We have many more times that awaiting approval. So
like,
that's
like how many?
It's probably like 15 houses we're waiting to hear back on.
Okay.
And some of it is just the paperwork that mm-hmm. that you have to check everything and make sure our math is good and all mm-hmm. that. I'd like to think my math's very good. And we then are helping north of 50 people already try to go through the paperwork. And so in our office, we have a giant wall-mounted charts of the names and where they are, and we're just working with them every day. Did you get this form, that form? Did you sign this? And we're slowly but surely guiding them through this process.
So if the IRA lives its full life as intended, how much money could come? How many, just in terms of what you're able to do, and you basically concentrated on the Milwaukee or southeastern Wisconsin, you yourself?
We do. We'll be opening an office in La Crosse in a few months.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And I'm actually going
because of all this?
Yes.
Wow.
Plus the other support from the state to try to advance this sort of work. But for context, a house like this, where we're able to, again, insulate the basement, seal air leaks, insulate the attic, hit that 20% savings, we could do this more than 10,000 times with the amount of money that Wisconsin is getting and still have money left over. With that, we're expecting to be able to hire a lot of workers into union jobs fighting climate change. At this stage, the thing we're waiting the most on is this more approvals and just a speedier process. But Wisconsin is the first in the nation for this.
Yeah.
And so little things we want to work on, like, for example, I cannot help a duplex today. That's not part of the law. It's just that system hasn't been finalized. At this moment, I can only help a single family home that has lived there for 12 months or more.
What drew you to this work?
So I was a community organizer for many years and policy advocate, and we were trying to, at the time, figure out, is there a way to advance green jobs? We thought that was the future of in some cases, blue-collar work, was the kind of jobs that help the planet, help homeowners, help all that sort of thing. In our negotiations and campaigns with local governments and banks and utility companies, we found out that the biggest worst in our communities was homes. 9 out of 10 buildings are homes, and most of them don't have enough insulation or are too leaky. And so we thought, well, this was a huge opportunity to create good jobs in almost any community. And so while we spun off from the nonprofit I was part of, what became Green Homeowners United, to guide people through rebates, tax credits, fair financing, whatever program was out there. At the time, we were working a lot with banks on what became known as green mortgages. But now, with the advent of the Inflation Reduction Act, it doesn't matter if someone's newly buying a home or has lived there for 30 years, there's a good chance that we can help you and connect you to incentives to make it more affordable. In some cases, like the homeowner today, only cost him $1.
That's incredible.
Based on his income, based on what we found was going to save 20% on the energy bills or more, we were able to utilize different rebate programs, including Wisconsin's existing Focus on Energy program, the new Inflation Reduction Act rebates. And we worked to improve the cost effectiveness of the job that you've seen here so that we could fit it within the amount that the rebates covered. So we really can help moderate income homeowners do the right thing and not have to pay out the nose for it. And everybody wins. Good for the people, good for the planet, good for my workers.
That was Kevin Kane of Green Homeowners United talking with WUWM environmental reporter Susan Benz about home energy efficiency project rebates made possible by the Federal Inflation Reduction Act.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting WUWM.com/Lake Effect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.